Speculo in Washington, D.C. Two members of Congress join us today, Congressman Diane Black and Congressman Trent Franks, to talk about the fight for life on Capitol Hill.
Here we go.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
From my perspective, from my party's perspective, we do not support rolling back the protection that the constitutional right to make your own reproductive choices established in Roe versus Wade has given to women.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
Republicans
let me
like Rand Paul did.
Because this is such a dicey issue, and the American public, you know, is very divided on this. As you know, it's not like 90% of the public supports abortion. They do not. 80% of the public is against an abortion in the third trimester, and almost 65% is against an abortion in the second trimester. So people are divided on this.
Protesters turned back the clock on Capitol Hill today to get their message across about abortion. The group dressed like characters from the TV show Mad Men, while the state Senate overwhelmingly approved a 48-hour waiting period for any woman wanting an abortion in Tennessee. The opponents say the move sets women back to the 1950s when it comes to freedom and choice. And they say vintage may be good when it comes to fashion, but it doesn't suit our state legislature.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
At this rate, the new Congress is introducing an anti-women's health bill at the rate of one every single day that they're in session. From an unconstitutional ban on abortion at 20 weeks, to medically unnecessary restrictions on abortion providers, to legislation that would block Planned Parenthood from family planning funding. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about the battle for life, the defunding of the number one abortion provider in the United States and the world, Planned Parenthood. We have two pro-life, great leaders, members of Congress, joining us today. Later in the broadcast, the second half hour, you won't want to miss Congressman Diane Black from Tennessee and Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona, both steadfast leaders when it comes to defending the unborn and defending those who are most helpless in this situation in the womb from the abortion industry. You know, that's really who is driving women to even carry out these procedures. It's the propaganda. It's the fighting against informed consent and the laws about getting all the information before you even have this kind of procedure. You know, there's no other medical type procedure where they would not tell you all of the info about it, the risk and what could happen to you, even if it's a small risk. You know, they have to sit you down, even with minor operations and even outpatient kind of situations in the United States, and even with medication. They go through everything with you, doctors do, and a pharmacy as well. But Planned Parenthood, they have got this fight against even having medical standards met at these facilities. And we've seen the horrors of what happened at Gosnell and that situation. But that didn't stop the $1.5 billion abortion industry. That's right. They received $1.5 billion over 3 years. We are taking the fight to Planned Parenthood. We're also taking the fight to them at the United States Supreme Court at a case that's on appeal right now, and we're getting ready to file. So, folks, we want you to be in prayer for that. So, again, taking Planned Parenthood to court, to the highest court in the land, the United States Supreme Court. And this may be the final day this week to join our petition, and it is really taken off because I know so many of you are steadfast supporters for life, that you don't stop fighting, and this is one of those issues where you're not going to stop until we have won this issue, and we are seeing improvements, but we've got to keep fighting. Folks, I want you to join with us now, the petition to stop funding the abortion industry, to join that petition. Final day to do so. Call our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255. Again, it's 877-989-2255. Over 128,000 people have signed this petition. You don't want to miss your opportunity to join those voices. You can go to aclj.org, sign the petition online in just about a minute. Or if you'd like to do it by phone, call 877-989-2255.
The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court and Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Talk to us on air. We are live and our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us live on the air today. We are talking about the defunding of Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of action right now on Capitol Hill. These fights are happening. Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, is joining us now. And I know what's necessary from an activist standpoint is members of Congress need to continue to hear from us that we support these fights, that we want them to have these fights. But Than, let's walk people through what exactly is on the table or coming up right now.
Yeah, I think what's important for people to understand, Jordan, is the frontline issues, the issues that are on the front burner right now, aren't even the underlying legality of abortion. Certainly that is something that the movement as a whole looks to long term. But the issues that we're talking about right now are something are issues that 80 to 90% of the American people support. We've talked a lot about the unborn child, the paying capable unchild abortion prevention act, which got scuttled on the floor of the House a couple of months ago. That is the bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of age. There was a fight over some technical language involving a rape exception. That bill is going to be coming back to the floor of the House this month, Jordan. And I think it's important for people to really focus in on what that issue is all about. It's about viable babies being dismembered. It's not about some rare exception. That exception was in the bill from the very beginning. But then it also goes back to the second piece of this that is very gettable right now that three-quarters of the American people support. You talked about it in the first segment of the broadcast. The abortion industry is driving abortions, but the taxpayers are supporting it. We're supporting it to the tune of $500 million. It is time for that to stop. Federal law says that we should not be supporting abortion. That's called the Hyde Amendment. But Planned Parenthood's been getting around that for decades now. We are saying it is time for it to stop. And a pro-life majority in the House and Senate, it is time for them to insist on it. So that's step number two.
Folks, we want to hear from you today and talk to you on the air. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Congressman Diane Black and Congressman Trent Franks will be joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast. If you want to listen to that and you don't get it on your local radio station, it's, of course, on SiriusXM and also online. We have it live streaming at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Those interviews are coming up, and so we'll get a firsthand account of the battles on Capitol Hill to get this pro-life legislation voted on and to have the fight eventually in the U.S. Senate and then ultimately with President Obama. I want you to take a listen to the president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards. She's talked about how you are the extremist. Now, while she's talking about this, remember Gosnell. Remember the horrors that were going on there. This is someone's in prison now because of those abortions and the procedures he was carrying out. But listen to who she thinks is extreme. This is the head of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, Byte 9.
While we're taking on this horrifying agenda, extremist groups have been using outrageous tactics to try to weaken our ability to fight back. But we are fighting back. Because unlike our opponents, we care about women and families. Because we serve them every day.
You know, folks, one, they act like they're under such attack, this horrifying agenda. I will tell you this, their budget's a whole lot bigger than any of the pro-life groups I know, and that would include here at the ACLJ. I mean, they are taking in, it's $1.3 billion a year. They went up, $93 million is the exact number, will be as exact as possible. $93 million between 2012 and 2013, that's the most recent numbers we have. They perform over 300,000 abortions a year just in the U.S. alone. But you talk about and they act like they're under attack. Half of that budget almost is coming from the federal and state governments. So taxpayer revenue, taxpayer dollars, is funding Planned Parenthood about half their budget.
Yeah, and I think the real truth is, Jordan, we've talked about this, but I don't think we really know the true extent of their financial prowess. They have a political prowess as well, but you know, until just a couple of years ago, they were hiding about $200 million in that reporting that they did receive from the taxpayers in the form of those Medicaid reimbursements. Those are in the reports now, but my question would be, what other funding that they are getting from government sources do we not yet know about? More and more comes to light every year, but then it all comes back to ultimately, with a soundbite you just played, Jordan, about the horrific agenda. Let me talk about a horrific agenda to women. A horrific agenda to women would be an industry that opposes having a physician on hand when they're about to undergo a procedure that women bleed to death from on a regular basis. That's a horrific agenda. Another horrific agenda would be if the person performing that procedure does not even have the ability to admit that woman to a hospital should her life become in danger. The abortion industry, Jordan, they oppose even those restrictions. So it is time for us to take away from them this pro-choice moniker. They are a pro-abortion on-demand industry, and there's no other way to put it.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, and we're going to start taking them right now, 1-800-684-3110. Actually, before we do that, though, final day to add your name to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. It's very simple, and we're telling Congress, stop giving our taxpayer dollars, our dollars, your dollars, to the abortion industry. A new GAO report, Planned Parenthood getting really $528 million a year. The original estimates were $300 million, but that didn't include all of the different ways they were receiving federal and state money. This includes, by the way, funding abortion overseas. So your taxpayer dollars are not only paying to help abort children here in the United States, they're going to the international Planned Parenthood, which is doing abortions all over the world. So think about the moral ramifications of that as well. To add your name to this petition, final day to do so. You can go online, just takes about 60 seconds, maybe a couple minutes there at aclj.org. That's aclj.org, right on the homepage, and you can sign the petition online or call now 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number. Call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org and add your name to this petition. Marissa calling in from California on line one. Marissa, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Oh, hello. I wanted to mention, first of all, like the deception of Planned Parenthood. They don't help you plan anything but death of the babies. Because you go in there either young or ignorant, or they don't tell you the whole story, like a lot of other programs that show you a sonogram or to hear the heartbeat and let you know that there is a live baby in there. It's a human life. And also, as a woman, I'm so tired of hearing about women's rights. Women's rights. Well, how about the father on this? Does he have a voice? What if he doesn't want the baby aborted? No one ever speaks on that, about men. How, like, trying to call up men to say they too have a right if they choose to want that child just because it's in the womb of the woman. It's part of that man also. It's his DNA, his child also. No one ever speaks on that at all. So
Well, that's right. And you look at a lot of laws. Planned Parenthood has fought against, of course, having anyone else involved in this decision-making process. And basically, as the laws stand now, it's completely, as they talk about, it's up to the woman, and they call the doctor. I like to call those doctors abortionists. And they fought against those laws since the 70s and 80s. And, you know, we hear stories. There are situations where, unfortunately, there are men pushing this. There are men, you know, saying, go get this, and with the pressure there. And that's why, ultimately, what it comes down to, because, you know, I don't think it's necessarily about the both making a decision so much as it is being informed. When you actually know, Than, what these procedures are doing, and if there's an ultrasound, you see what this baby forming, depending on, you know, what term of the pregnancy you're in and how long along, how far along you are, those laws have shown to be extremely effective. And we're seeing state-level action. I know just in Oklahoma this week, legislation, and it's happening. I mean, if I look down at the news alerts we receive, I mean, it's happening in states across the country.
Yeah, you know, you heard Marissa talk about men's rights there, and I do agree with that to some extent. But I would tell you, just as a man, I would focus in on the men's responsibility here. I mean, so often when a woman does go into that abortion clinic, there is not a man in the picture. There is not the ability to bring the father into the picture legally. We as a society need to do a better job of making sure that the man that is involved there is responsible for a child that would ultimately come into the world, both financially, caring, and otherwise. But, Jordan, you are so right. In that situation, in the abortion clinic, there have been efforts to say, listen, the woman is there. The woman is making a very stressful, life-changing decision. Let's give her all of the information about both the procedure and what's happening inside of her. Let's show her an ultrasound. That is something that the abortion industry has opposed. And, Jordan, there is only one reason that they oppose it. It's because all of the stats bear out this fact. When a woman, when a mother wants to make a choice and she sees a picture of what's happening inside of her, she chooses life almost every single time.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We come back from this break. I want to remind you, in the second half hour, two great guests, members of Congress, both Congressman Diane Black from Tennessee and then Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona will be joining us. They are champions on the issue of life and will update us on what's happening with this legislation. If you don't get the second half hour on your local broadcast, you can always listen online absolutely free. It's live at aclj.org or on Sirius XM channel 131 Family Talk. It's live there as well. So if you have Sirius XM 131, final day to add your name to the petition to stop giving our tax dollars to the abortion industry. Call now 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, coming up in the second half hour, Congressman Trent Franks, Congressman Diane Black, both champions for life. You don't want to miss that. It's on Sirius XM. If you don't get on your local station, Sirius XM, channel 131. You can also listen to the live stream absolutely free at ACLJ.org. So you don't want to miss both of those interviews coming up discussing the life issues. We get a report right from Washington, D.C. There's a lot of legislation moving this week, and talk about the Pain-Capable Abortion Act also finally coming back after it kind of had some issues in January, to say the least. That's coming back as well. Let me go right to the phones. Before I do, remember, final day to add your name to our petition to stop funding the abortion industry. It's bigger than just Planned Parenthood. You know, we focus there. They are the giant. They are the $1.3 billion a year organization, where half of that, you know, $500 million plus comes from federal and state taxpayer funds. But there's also other abortion organizations all around the country and internationally. In fact, as one of the affiliates of Planned Parenthood, their international fund, also receives tens of millions of dollars, I mean, upwards of $30 million in this fiscal year that this report was done, from 2010 to 2012, to fund pro-abortion activities internationally, outside the U.S. So this is a time, folks, you don't want to miss the opportunity to add your name to this petition. This is the final day to do so. Stop funding the abortion industry. Pretty clear. Stop funding the abortion industry. You know, there's no law. Roe versus Wade does not say that you must still fund abortions, that you must pay the abortion organizations with taxpayer funds so that they survive. Nothing in law or any precedent says we have to fund this. It's completely discretionary. And we're sending $1.5 billion over 3 years to the abortion industry. Their yearly budgets are about $1.3 billion. Call now and add your name to stop funding the abortion industry. This petition is very important. Final day to do so. Here's a toll-free number you call. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition online and share it with your friends and family. You can share it with them throughout the day. They can still sign at ACLJ.org or call our toll-free number right now. Your last opportunity to add your name to this petition, call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Susan calling in from Arkansas on line 3. Susan, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, Susan.
Yes, I had an experience 21 years ago. My daughter, I was putting her on some planned birth control method, and it was going to be a Noraplant. So when I came home from work that day, she had something taped to her arm, and I thought, goodness, that's not the Noraplant, is it? And she says, Mom, look a little closer, and it had a little plus sign on there, and she said she was pregnant. And I immediately got upset and left home, went for a drive, and I told her, you know, she was going to need to have an abortion, and I stopped at a red light in Little Rock, and God gave me a vision, and he gave me a vision, and it filled my whole windshield, and it was people that I know and love, and all of my family, they were all dying. And I knew at that moment and at that time, God was trying to tell me that this baby was just as important as these other people in my family and my friends that I loved so dearly. And now this child is 20 years old. He's in his second year of college. He's doing wonderful. And I had another experience when my daughter was, actually when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had gone to the doctor, and she, they couldn't detect her heartbeat. The doctor gave me some pills. He says, go home and take these and you'll pass the baby. Well, I threw those pills away, and I went to another doctor and had an ultrasound done and was told my baby was just fine. So there's lots of instances out there, lots of different things. But these babies are precious. Don't throw them away.
Susan, let me thank you for your phone call. You know, we hear from so many people who have been through these personal situations, and you know, we understand them, and they're difficult situations, and it's good to hear the positives when someone has a change of mind. And that's happening more and more. It's what Planned Parenthood gets upset about, is because the more people are informed, the more technology, the more science, the more you could show a woman in this situation what is happening here, the more likelihood that they are going to decide, you know what, this is taking of a life. And their propaganda can only go so far. But we have to continue to fight on so many different fronts. One of them, I think it should be the quickest, is to stop funding the abortion industry. Let's go right back to the phone. Let's go to Angie in Nevada on line 4. Angie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Angie, you're on the air?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here.
All right, we're live.
According to my beliefs, I believe we were created by God to love and serve Him and be happy with Him. I don't believe there is such a thing as women's rights. I think we have a great nation, and our Constitution was founded on Christian principles, and we've had one of the greatest nations that ever existed. And women's rights are trying to destroy. They are destroying the Christian belief by passing all these laws that are against our beliefs. And it's wrong. It's wrong. I believe the woman is ahead of the house, or the man is ahead of the house, not the woman.
Well, you know, in this situation, Angie, thank you for your phone call. The truth is, and folks, we got another half hour of the broadcast coming up. The truth is that there are things, you know, there are long-term discussions and short-term things, short-term victories as well. The quickest victory in life, I mean, we're seeing the challenge at the state level, and there's some new restrictions, new regulations. Those all get challenged in court. Some have been successful in court. Others are still being battled in court. But here's one that doesn't require a court battle at all, and this is taken from the lawyers at the ACLJ, defunding Planned Parenthood. They can't file a lawsuit to say, we deserve this funding. We must have this discretionary funding. That is not what the law requires. There's no Supreme Court precedent that says you must fund the abortion industry. It is why, when we have a pro-life majority in the House and the Senate, we have to fight this one. Even with President Obama, as the such a pro-abortion president, you know, he says, God bless Planned Parenthood. Hillary Clinton with 100% rating, but it's not certain she's going to be the next president by any means. And so we have to keep fighting this. We can't forget about it. We can't say, oh, we'll wait, because you wait and then, you know, new members of Congress come in and you may forget. You know, these are things that we need to keep on the front of the burner. And we need to defund Planned Parenthood, defund the abortion industry. Final day to add your name to our petition to do just that. You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. The petition is simple. Stop funding the abortion industry with our taxpayer dollars. Call now, 877-989-2255, or sign up online at ACLJ.org. Remember, coming up, Congressman Dianne Black and Congressman Trent Franks talking about the battle for life on Capitol Hill.
We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Coming up, Congressman Diane Black from Tennessee will be joining us and to talk about the fight for life on Capitol Hill. Then Congressman Trent Franks with a live update as well. So you don't want to miss that coming up on the broadcast. I do want to take some of your phone calls now. We're talking about the fight to stop funding the abortion industry. Let's go to David, who's been holding on, calling from Virginia online too. David, welcome to J. Secchio Live.
Thank you for having me. I'd just like to say that life began way before God laid the foundation of the earth. It began right in his heart and in his mind when he knew every person that he wanted to create and put in the womb of a woman.
Well,
I'd like to get that out of the way first.
Well, David, you're absolutely right. That's why we see, you know, every life is precious. Every one of these children is known by God. We call them children. We don't call them fetuses. And there are, you know, you look at the laws. There's another state, I can't recall immediately right now, Than, but another state is just looking at criminalizing the situation when a mother is pregnant and considering that a separate murder. So on the one hand, and guys, we may have this in the news, on the one hand, we see that the criminal law will oftentimes in those situations treat what the abortion industry likes to call the fetus as a human. And you could be subject to this another murder charge. But yet, when it goes into now calling it abortion, it's just cells. And so our laws don't even completely make sense because of how we value life and the way we should value life. Let me go back to the phones because people have been holding on. Robert in California on Live 5. Robert, welcome to J. Secchio Live.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I do want to say to you guys, thank you for standing in the gap on top of the mountain and being a voice for these children. And, you know, it reminds me real quick, Acts 12, verse 22 says, and the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of God and not of man. I know that God is using you guys to voice holiness and righteousness throughout this earth, and I'm in an area in Northern California. California is number one, according to 2012-13 records, in abortions, actually twice as many as the state of New York. And they look at it here as like throwing a piece of paper in the trash. And I believe it's time for the people to get out and do something about that, the people that serve the living God, to get out and use their voice, whether it be in the pulpit, legislation, Congress, and do something. And we're in an area where there's a lot of homeless women, and the ones that become pregnant, they don't have a choice. They don't actually have a place where they could go and carry the baby through term and offer maternity. Why take tax dollars for that when people that serve God could take an opportunity and open up a room in their house and take
well,
these
women
in?
Well, it's all about, let me tell you something. One is, I don't think we want to cut services for those who make the decision to have a child but don't think they can take care. Do I think the church can do more? Do I think the government can actually empower churches and nonprofits and religious organizations to do more? Absolutely. But at the same time, and that's an important part of this life discussion, Than, briefly before we go to the next segment, is that you have to, it has to be a whole life issue. And so when you say you're pro-life, it means that, yes, we would this argument that overpopulation, too many children, they come from bad areas or bad backgrounds, that is not an issue to those of us on the pro-life side.
Yeah, and the truth is, Jordan, these subsidies for the abortion industry, they are actually robbing from those services. I mean, you look at Title X, it's supposed to be about family planning. I can think of no better way to allocate those funds than to put them in places who would actually care for these children once they are born, rather than sending it to an entity who is only intent on actually stopping that life from entering the world in the first place.
Folks, if you want to join with us, final day to add your name to the petition to stop funding the abortion industry. You could do that by calling our toll-free number right now. It's toll-free. Doesn't cost you a thing. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. Coming up next, Congressman Diane Black from Tennessee and then Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona. We're going to see get a report from Capitol Hill on the fight for life.
Christ.
The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C., and we're talking to a great advocate for life and on so many other issues as well. And when it comes to conservative issues that you care about, Congressman Dianne Black from Tennessee's 6th Congressional District. And Congressman, it's always great to have you on the show.
It's great to be with you, Jordan. Thank you for having me. I've kind of missed talking to you and your dad.
There's important issues of life that are being debated right now on Capitol Hill, and you're really at the lead on that. When it comes to one, I want to talk about the GAO report where we, you know, because of your efforts, congressional efforts, Congressman Black, we were able to uncover, and your team able to uncover, that these groups like Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, if you will, had received $1.5 billion within this three-year period between 2010 and 2012, which is a lot more than what Planned Parenthood reports receiving from federal and state funds, which is somewhere around $300 million a year. And you were able to uncover that. Tell people about that process.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jordan, for bringing this up. It's a very important issue. And for years, we have been questioning how it is that Planned Parenthood and other organizations that receive federal dollars could distinguish between the money that they use for abortion services and the money they use for what we call Title X funding, which is for family planning. And money is, of course, fungible. So if both of these are operating in the same building, how can you say this percentage goes from the Title X money and here this percentage is from what we have set aside for abortions? And so what we've been saying for years is that some of these taxpayer dollars are going to fund abortions. And we then wrote a letter to the Government Accountability Office to ask them to do a study. They looked at the request for a couple of months, and they decided in August of 2013 that they would take on this job for us. And they did the research, and we just recently, this last month, got the information back. And it is very clear that they are using money that are federal dollars, and that money is being mixed in with the dollars that they're raising from donors and their services.
You know, folks, this was something, again, when you look at just the raw numbers of the amount of money going to organizations that promote abortion, provide abortions internationally, Planned Parenthood's international affiliates, this should be shocking to you. It should be something you understand what we're up against. And Congressman Black, we talk about this a lot too on our broadcast and have this week, that when you're talking about these groups like Planned Parenthood, this is not your everyday nonprofit or interest group. This is an industry, and they make a lot of money off of providing abortions, and they receive nearly half their funding from taxpayers.
You're right. And first of all, I'm pro-life, so we all know about how I feel about abortion. But the second thing is that I'm a budget person. And when we have $18 trillion that we're in debt, could we not find a better way to spend the American taxpayer dollar? We also know that our laws have prohibited taxpayer dollars from going to fund abortions. And now we find that it's happening, and it's happening through the back door. So we've exposed that. I mean, Planned Parenthood in their own reports show that they conduct about 327,000 abortions every year. That's part of their annual report. And when we look at our money, our taxpayer dollars being used to fund this, it makes me stand up and say, we have got to do something about this. So we do have a bill. We have 145 sponsors on that bill. It is defunding anybody who has an abortion service within their provider list, and they would not receive any Title X money if they also provide not just the Title X services that are already provided for in law with the family planning, but if in addition to that they're doing abortion, they would not be eligible for these dollars.
It's called the Title X Abortion Provider Prohibition Act. This is important legislation. This is about the kind of the defunding of Planned Parenthood and these groups. And Congressman Black, from your perspective too, and your medical background, the idea, because some people, yeah, we've had these calls, even pro-life folks who call and say, I get nervous because what about the other services that are provided? And I think your legislation, it makes clear that that it's not about taking funds away from women's health. It's about taking funds away from abortion providers.
That's exactly right. And there are other providers that are out there that are providing these services and that also receive Title X money. So our health departments are there to provide these services too. These services will be provided. And if Planned Parenthood makes that choice that they want to continue to be an abortion provider, then they just are not eligible for these services. So they have to make that choice about what they're going to take the money for and what services they're going to provide. And if they provide abortions, they are not able to get this money.
Congressman Than Bennett here, thank you so much for being with us and for your leadership on these issues. And I just wanted to underscore for folks what you just said, that your bill that addresses the Title X funding, that really is intended for family planning services, when it is very clear that Planned Parenthood doesn't engage in family planning. They have a business model that is rooted in abortion. And it's important that what you just laid out, that people really understand that. I want to quickly turn, though, to another effort that you have led. You've led on so many of these issues, but you have a new resolution, H. Res. 139, that speaks to the issue of religious persecution in the Middle East, and you've been one of our most staunch partners in the fight for Pastor Saeed Abedini, the American pastor who is in prison in Iran. I know he is mentioned in this resolution. Tell our listeners just a little bit about that resolution and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Sure. We are very concerned about what's happening with our religious minorities, particularly in the Middle East, but all over the world. And you already mentioned one with Pastor Saeed Abedini in Iran. We also have the Christian schoolgirls in Nigeria that were kidnapped by Boko Haram. We have the 21 Coptic Christians that were beheaded by ISIS. Most recently, I had the opportunity to be in North Africa, in Tunisia, where I actually visited the museum where 21 innocent tourists lost their lives in the Bardo Museum by a group of terrorists, Islamic terrorists, that came in and just opened fire. It's very chilling. And then we also had the 21 Christians in Libya. So we're seeing this continuously. I mean, I think there's so much more there that we don't even know about. We want people who are in these countries where they are being persecuted, religious persecution, to know that we are standing behind them, certainly with prayer, but we need to take it further than prayer. We have got to also have a very clear message. We're frustrated. The folks around the world are frustrated that we have a president that will not name the enemy as a radical Islamist groups. And so we have a resolution that lays these messages out very clearly. First is to condemn that violence against these religious minorities. Second is to reaffirm the commitment that the United States has in promoting religious freedom and tolerance around the world. That's something we have always stood for, and we need a stronger message on that now. We also call on those governments there in the Middle East to uphold their internationally recognized human rights to the freedom from religious persecution. to end the forms of violence. So we're calling upon them to do that. And we have had partners in the Middle East that have done that before, and so we're making that call again. And then finally, President Obama signed a resolution last year to appoint a special envoy to go and promote freedom of these religious minorities in the Middle East. And he's never done that. He has never named that envoy. And we're calling upon him to do that, since that was in his writing and he did sign it.
Final question for you. You've been such an advocate for those who are the persecuted, and it's the persecuted church, and you bring up the envoy issue, which is absolutely one that needs to be, the action needs to be taken by President Obama. Back to the life issue, because these are tough battles on Capitol Hill. There's a pro-life majority in the House and the Senate, but you faced in the Senate, you faced filibuster, and of course the White House, the veto threat. But you know, we believe in the ACLJ that you can't stop fighting on this issue, and when you do have pro-life members of Congress and folks like you who are leading the charge, that the people want you to have this fight. And I know it's important for you to hear from, and also know that our listeners and the supporters of the ACLJ are with you in these fights.
And we know, too, that as the hearts and minds of the American people are changed about abortion, we're seeing more and more people that understand that this is a life. And I believe, as an older person that didn't have the ability when my children were little to be able to see them in the womb and to know they were a human being. We now have that technology, and we're finding now that people understand the science better and can really see it, and it's getting personalized, that more and more people are coming the way of understanding that this is a real life. And so we cannot let this message go. We're winning on this message, and more the American people understand what we're trying to do is the right thing.
Congressman Dianne Black from Tennessee's 6th Congressional District, a leader on life issues, a leader when it comes to the persecuted church around the world. And Congressman Black, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
This is about really fighting the battles. And you don't say, well, there's a pro-abortion president, has a veto power, so we're not going to fight this battle. You think about the Iran issue just this week. If those who question the White House and the administration position on the Iranian sanctions took that strategy on, they wouldn't have a compromise. And now the president is even saying that he may not veto this and may be okay with that. That's why you fight on all of these issues, and you don't back down. You have to keep fighting. It's a long fight. It's a tough fight. But we have a pro-life majority in the House and Senate, and they need to be speaking out, and they need your support as well. Call now. You add your name to our petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. You can sign this petition online at ACLJ.org or by phone. You can call right now, 877-989-2255. That number's toll free, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The Obama administration sent Planned Parenthood $1.5 billion in the last 3 years. Your tax dollars going to the nation's largest abortion provider. That money frees up other funds so Planned Parenthood can perform hundreds of thousands of abortions. Last year alone, the abortion giant performed nearly 330,000 abortions. This week is tax week, and Big Abortion is expecting another windfall of your tax dollars. We're preparing our latest brief to expose and defeat Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. It's great to hear from Congressman Diane Black from Tennessee. There are votes going on right now in Capitol Hill. We're waiting for Congressman Trent Franks as well, a champion on life issues. But as votes continue, you know that's something that comes up on Capitol Hill often. Let me reset the stage for you, because if you're just joining us and you jumped into the conversation halfway, we've got a petition up to stop funding the abortion industry. We're almost to 130,000 people that have signed this petition. You can do so by, this is a final day to do so, by calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, or going to aclj.org and signing a petition online. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Stop funding the abortion industry. Final opportunity to add your name to that petition. You don't want to miss that chance to fight for life. A lot of legislation coming up. So, Stan, let's walk people through that. What's happening as we focus on this show, as we're both in Washington, D.C., on what's happening federally. In Colorado, I know right now they're looking at a law about protecting the baby inside the pregnant mother and in a situation involving a crime. So if the baby's life is lost, that will be a murder. But again, everything changes when you get into an abortion clinic. But what's happening federally?
Well, federally, actually, the next thing on the docket is something that Trent Franks has been a champion of. We'll probably hear from him in just a moment on this. But that is the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Abortion Prevention Act. That would outlaw abortions after 20 weeks of age and gestation. And the reason that time was picked, Jordan, is because the science now conclusively shows that pain is felt at that stage of gestation, that a child will actually retract from the probe that is actually going to eventually dismember that baby. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was interesting about this, and Trent Franks has talked about this a lot, he has really dialed down to the humanity that is involved here, the second victim, the child in addition to the mother. And the fact that when these abortions happen, there's a scream that takes place, Jordan. The only reason you don't hear the scream is because it's not air that's forced over those vocal cords, it's amniotic fluid. But there is a scream that takes place. It brings out the humanity and exactly what happens here.
Congressman Trent Franks is joining us now live on Capitol Hill and votes ongoing. And Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
Well, I'm glad to be with you here. I thought you were talking to another congressman there for a moment.
That's all right. Congressman Franks, you've been a champion on life issues, and these are issues that we at the ACLJ believe, you know, it's a battle we have to keep fighting, no matter what the makeup is of the House, no matter the makeup of the Senate or who's in the White House, to keep it on the forefront of people's minds. One of those has been kind of elaborated on, I think, by the what came out in the GAO report about the funding that was going to groups like Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, basically $1.5 billion funds from federal, state governments, that's taxpayer dollars, that went to these organizations between 2010 and 2012. You were one of the lead congressional investigators, if you will, asking the GAO for this information. And it really changes the data, Congressman, because initial reports still high that Planned Parenthood was getting about over $300 million a year. Now it's more like $500 million.
Yeah. They get so much money from the government structure itself. From the Department of Health and Human Services, all of those different ones. There are all kinds of contracts, and there are all kinds of overseas monies that they are able to sort of finagle. And, of course, they always do it in the name of family planning. And there's no greater enemy in the world to family than Planned Parenthood. And I have to say to you, it's probably one of the most heartbreaking things that I deal with in this Congress is to, in the backdrop of us saying that we're in a real financial crisis and we don't have the money to fund our national security and all these other things that are so vital, yet we're still giving money to an organization that promotes abortion on demand as a method of birth control. And it is a disgrace that beggars my ability to articulate.
Congressman Frank Stan Bennett here. Thank you for being with us. I just want to say I appreciate the way that you've always returned the focus on this issue to the root matter, the destruction of innocent human life. And, you know, I know a lot of us in the community were disappointed when the pain-capable bill was pulled from the floor not too long ago. You know, we can get sidetracked by exceptions or legal or parliamentary strategy, but the root issue here is the destruction of more than a million precious lives every year in this country. You have always been a champion for returning. Turning to that that root issue, I would just maybe ask you, where do you see the level of support and focus among your colleagues on the Hill right now? I know we have a pro-life majority, but how much passion do you think is there to really move the ball forward on this issue in this Congress?
Well, I think it's there. It's never like people such as yourself and myself might wish for, but there's something in the core of most of the Republican conservatives that knows that without protecting innocent human life, without this sacred value of innocent human life and all the other accoutrements, all the other rights that stem from that are of little consequence. And it really begs the question, why are we even here? If we don't have the courage to protect the innocent in the final analysis, why bother about protecting any kind of liberty for anyone? At that point, it becomes, you know, we've undermined the very purpose of why we're here. And I am convinced that government is here to protect the lives and the constitutional rights of Americans. And it's unfortunate that we take our mind off of that. But even more so, I think there's something in the core of our humanity that recognizes that while we would, you know, some would want to hide from it, that these little babies really are just that. They're just little babies that have done nothing to anyone. And every time an abortion takes place, a nameless little child dies an incredibly lonely death. Even mama's not protecting them, you know. And the mother is never the same. And all the gifts that that child might have brought to humanity are summarily lost forever. And somehow there's something in our soul that speaks to that. And that's what gives me hope, because all through the ages, when people finally come face to face with the humanity of the victim and the inhumanity of what's being done to them, hearts and minds change. And that is beginning to occur in America. We're seeing a steady migration from pro-abortion to pro-life, especially among the young people. Somehow it's hard to tell young people who are computer savvy and they can see, you know, the images of the unborn in the womb on the computer, and they see the reality of the child feeling pain. It's hard to tell them that this is just a blob of tissue.
Congressman Franks, a final question. We've got about 30 seconds left. This, to battle Planned Parenthood, we know about it, the ACLJ, but on Capitol Hill as well, we talk about it as an industry, to think of it more like a big business than a interest group or the typical nonprofit organization, because they've got revenue of, you know, $1.3 billion was their last fiscal year report, and that went up $93 million from the last year. Nearly half of that coming from taxpayers. But just talk to people briefly about that as we finish out the show today, and thank you for being with us.
Fundamentally, if taxpayers weren't forced to give money to Planned Parenthood, and the Planned Parenthood didn't have this enormous revenue that they get from abortion, just measuring that part of it would make them a Fortune 500 industry, just their abortion funding, then they wouldn't have the money to do all the advertising and things that brings in the private contributions they get. Planned Parenthood would go the way of the dinosaur if it weren't for taxpayers' money and for the money they get for killing little children.
Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for being with us, folks.
God bless you.
Thank you, Congressman. Get involved in this fight. Go to ACLJ.org or call now, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We're also working on Capitol Hill against the abortion lobby. We're aggressively fighting to stop your tax dollars from funding the abortion industry. Join us in Congress and at the Supreme Court. End Planned Parenthood's taxpayer bailout today. Lives are on the line. Sign our petition, Defund Planned Parenthood. Defend life. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.